I was talking earlier about Jan Moran Neal. She ran a workshop for creative writers, which really inspired me to get back into writing. But she's also a playwright and an author of quite a few books. And she wrote a book recently, When This Is All Over. And it's based on people's experiences in COVID. They had to write a page thereabouts on how COVID has changed them, the lockdown and how they got on, how they opened up, the new hobbies they did, the thoughts, how they treated life. So Jan Moran Neal was asked to take part in the competition, which she'll explain. And I want you to, if you would, just listen to how she uses her voice to describe the character that she's developed in this story. So over to Jan Moran Neal.
Cher is Green by Jan Moran Neal. Green? Don't give me green. God's colour, it's been called. And don't make me laugh. Green, that's brought more than tears to a girl's eyes, I can tell you. I'm going to tell you a story all about green that will make your eyes pop, Miss Nicholson. Mark my words. My name is Charlotte Dukes. That's a grand name, ain't it? Thanks, people laugh. Me marrying into such a hoity-toity name, but a name only, and that's a fact. Before my husband died, I lived down Shoreditch way with him and our Louisa and young Edwin. When my man died, it was St. Leonard's workhouse for us, and I started life that way too, God help me. But now the kids are grown, I work as a cook, as you can see, in this here St. Charles's poorhouse for the poor babies. Fresh pastures for me, so to speak. But this story is not about me, even though it's polite to introduce myself, Miss Nicholson. This story's about Tilly and how she made a mint, one way or the other, for Bergie. Now, I started out as a fancy box cutter. But it was when I started working for Bergie, that's what we called Mr. Bergeron, who owns the factory where I made the fake flowers for the headdresses, that I met Tilly more than a year ago. Same age as my Louisa, Tilly was. 18 when I first knew her. So I'm getting on a bit now. I'm 49, you know. I was the head at an headdresser and Tilly was the head flower fluffer. She would fluff the fake flowers which sits on the hats and headdresses I made. I made the fake flowers, but I didn't fluff. I don't do that no more, and neither does Tilly. Bergie worked us all to the bone, but my belief is he worked on Tilly's bones more than any of the other factory workers. Ah, picture she was, Tilly Shearer. Well, let's put it this way, Miss Nicholson. Tilly was a beauty, but she was always a bit green around the edges, if you get my meaning. The first time I noticed Tilly come over all funny was when we had our midday stop. Bergie leastwise would feed us some bread and dripping, and Tilly was dipping her bread in the dripping when I sees her hand shake. "You're not so perky today, Tilly," I says to her. "I'm feeling a touch sick," she says. "We've not got one on the way, have you, girl?" I mean, Bergie hung around Tilly Shearer like strung beads. "I'm a good girl," she says. "I've just been coming over funny two or three times a year." "You work all hours, good sins," I says. "I need some money, Lottie," she says. That's what she called me, Lottie. "I'm not blessed like you, Louisa," she says, carrying on. "Marrying her cousin, sun shines on your Louisa." And she scoured her crust into the dripping. It was then that I noticed it. Her hands, green. "I knows you know all about the workhouse, and I'm not ending up there, Lottie," she says, forking the bread into her mouth with her fingers. Oh, fingers covered in sores. Well, she had a mind of her own, to Tilly Shearer. But I could seize all that green being shovelled into her mouth along with the bread and dripping. She had her work cut out on her plate. Now, Bergie never gives us any soap, but none of us thought anything of it until the factory children started to get real sick. Tilly dyed those fake flowers in all shades of green, apple moss, olive, Forest green, lime and Paris green. Now, that Paris green should have stuck to killing the flies only. All the rage it was, it being the colour green, which is hard to get your hands on and needs to be mixed with yellow and blue and all sorts, God help us. Them ladies at their balls, they love anything emerald green. As a matter of fact, Miss Nicholson, they is ladies just like you. Anyways, that stands out, that colour does. Now that gas lighting's taken over from the candlelit. Shine out like diamonds, those women do, just like the plague. Men come over all funny if they dance with what they call these girls, the femme fatales. Fatal, those women are, and not for nothing are they called drop-dead gorgeous. Because much as like, the geezers dancing with the emerald greens are dropping dead given time. And they keep old Bergie in good business. It's not just the dresses in all shades of green that the oity-toity have a passion for. They have green walking up their walls and all over their carpets and in their house paint. Of course, gloves is the worst. And sleeves. I mean, green sleeves don't get a look in, I can tell you. But it was the headdresses which was my line. And Tilly is a flower fluffer. Her hands were doing a lot more with the green than just wearing a pair of gloves. Her hands were full with the overtime Bergie gave her. Tilly got on with my Louisa like an house on fire. You never seen such a couple of dark beauties. Two peas in a pod they were. When Louisa come home in tears one night and shrieked saying Tilly had come over sick and needed me in her room, I swear I thought it was a botched up abortion. But my Louisa says, no, Mummy, Tilly ain't been carrying on with no one. She's as green as God's grass all over. Please go round and fetch the doctor. I leapt round there, Miss Nicholson, in spite of all that November fog. When I sees Tilly, I swear, no one on God's earth could have been dying of a more dreadful disease. When I sees the poor girl, she was green from top to hip to little toe, Miss Nicholson. Fingernails and all. Even the whites of her eyes was green. She says to me, Lottie, all I can see is green. You is green. The walls is green. Jesus, who was on the wall, is green. God help the girl. Green foam came out of her ears and nose, and when she took her last breath, it comes out like green water you've never seen before. When they did the opsy, every organ, the doctor says, a spleen, stomach lining, lungs and liver and the like was green. Arsenic. I'm not at Burgess factory no more, but the green gossip reaches all parts. They put arsenic in the works to bring out the brilliance of God's colour. So, you are from the Ladies' Sanitary Association, Miss Nicholson. Well, Miss Nicholson, I hope you tell Tilly Shure a story, but I don't suppose anyone will take a blind bit of notice. They never do, you see. Whatever the oity-toity love they get in green bundles, and all for the sake of eye fashion and vanity. Talk about making a killing. But somehow, and someday, someone always has to pay for all that green. It's just not natural. The Lord's colour should not be fiddled with. Now, your papers talk about my headdresses being pretty poisoned reeds. And ladies, the likes of you are still buying them, while all the while Tilly lies under the green grass and Bergie is making a pretty penny to this day. But me and Louisa, we put a fresh evergreen wreath on that poor cow's grave whenever we're able. So you ask me about evergreen. Dear Tilly Shura, killed at 19 like a sewer rat. God rest that poor girl's soul. Yes, Miss Nicholson, she will remain young in my mind forever.
For Matilda Shura, 1842 to 1861.